TUC Radio, Time of Useful Consciousness. Print your own community money. During the Great Depression, when banks were closed so they could be audited, over 400 currencies called script were used in the U.S. to buy food and services. When the banks reopened, sometimes several months later, script was replaced with a federal currency. The only alternative finance system from the Depression era that survived and today is credited with keeping the Swiss economy stable is the VIR. This mutual credit clearing system has its own bank and unit of exchange, the VIR, the Swiss word for us. The VIR bank's main function is to facilitate trade and investment among businesses, especially when banks refuse to lend, as we see it today. Exchanges are done through a checking account or a credit card in VIR, combined with Swiss francs. There is no corresponding paper currency. Since the beginning of the financial crisis, a resurgence of interest in alternative money systems has led to many new initiatives. The Belgian government is studying the Swiss VIR with plans to introduce it there. Local hand-to-hand paper currencies legally may be issued by groups and even individuals. Founded in 1991 by Paul Glover, the Ithaca Hours, the oldest printed paper currency in the U.S., it has been in continuous use, its popularity rising and diminishing with fluctuations in the overall economy. Each paper bill is a small piece of art and a commentary on the federal currency. At the top it says, "In Ithaca we trust," rather than "In God we trust." The currency is issued for the town of Ithaca and the surrounding farms, which means that the money will benefit local exchanges and local jobs and can never go away as it does when we take dollars to Walmart. The federal currency was taken off the gold standard by Nixon and now seems to be backed by a $1 trillion national debt. The Ithaca Hour bills state that they are backed, quote, "by real capital, our skills, our time, our tools, forests, fields, and rivers." The decision to express the value of Ithaca Hours in time was an important one. It is meant to say that currency is not just a medium of exchange, but it represents someone's labor, the time taken to provide a skill or perform a service. And from person to person, it is the one thing we truly have in common. Early on, an equivalent to the dollar was set. The average low wage in Ithaca was $10. Therefore, one Ithaca hour equals $10. Interestingly, the early users of Ithaca hours did not want to tie the hours to the dollar because they might lose their value along with the federal currency and inflation. But the advantage of having a clear equivalent was huge. When I traveled to Ithaca and used the currency, I was able to pay for food at the co-op, partly in hours and partly in dollars. When I made my first purchase at the farmer's market and gave Catherine Martinez a half-hour bill, equaling $5, she gave me $2.20 in change in federal currency, making me feel for a moment as if I had just given her a nice-looking piece of paper in return for so-called real money. Of course, 3 days later, after talking to so many Ithacans, from children to bankers, about their use of the local currency, I began to feel that the real money were the Ithaca hours, and the dollar an elaborate and very fragile fiction. I'm inviting you now to revisit with me one of the most important journeys I have taken as radio reporter, my 1995 visit to Ithaca. Here's my first purchase with Ithaca Hours from the woman who 4 years earlier was the first to accept the newly printed money, Catherine Martinez.
Paul just explained it to me, and I said, oh, that sounds like a good idea, sure. I thought I'd try it. Yeah, and it's been great. And I usually, in the summertime, I'm so busy that I don't get a chance to figure out how to spend them, but that's great in the wintertime when I'm less busy, and then I kind of look through the newspaper and decide, what are the things that I want. And actually, this spring has been good because I want to get a lot of things for my garden, like perennials and composted manure and stuff like that. And now I have the surplus of hours when actually my cash flow would be pretty low because the season hasn't really started down here yet. So I actually have this surplus that I can use. Yeah. And it also, it has me think about services in the community that I can use that I normally probably wouldn't even think of. Like, I would just go to whatever the big stores are around here, and I wouldn't think about a small grower, someone that has a small business, growing plants, for instance. So I think it keeps money circulating in the community, and instead of going out of the community.
Not today, I mean.
Great. Hi, my name is Mariah. I'm interviewing people about the Ithaca system.
Yeah?
And I understand you finally got rid of your hours that were piling up. How did you spend them?
We had about $400 worth. We now have less than 30. Local businesses and local person who does reflexology. Ithaca Bakery, where we buy bagels all the time. I get movies with them all over the place.
You got the trophy.
And the trophy, plaque we got for the market president. Because the trophy shop that does those also takes ours. So they're all over the place. We take them in on both the woodwork we sell here at market and also we sell firewood. And a lot of people, like someone who works at the local video store, gets paid partly in Ithaca Hours and spends it with us on firewood. So, and other places. But it's all over town. There's a lot of people who know about them that didn't used to.
You know about everybody here, it seems.
A lot of people. I've met hundreds of people through this process. It's very gratifying by itself in that way. I find myself, by the logic of the need to earn money and a distaste for the ways that money is so often earned and spent, compelled to create my own, but it is the community's money. The translating of it from an idea to an actuality is to the credit of the community. I just sort of set the table, and the community has brought the feast.
He's an amazing fellow. He does a lot of work, a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it seems to me he's really instrumental in keeping it going because he's sort of talking to everybody. How's it going? And do you have too many hours? Do you not have enough?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he knows everybody by name or face.
Mm-hmm.
This is Bill Altman of Tenet Educational, builds computers, which are available for Ithaca Hours and accessories as well. What's your philosophy of local economics and local currency?
Something Benjamin Franklin said, if we don't all hang together, surely we will all hang separately. We have to do this. We have no choice. We have to work with each other. We're all we have. People have evidenced a lot of surprise that we take hours for computers by technology with this stuff. Yeah, why not?
How do you spend it?
Down here, mostly. Down at the farmer's market. We give it out as payroll. So we can't actually pay our suppliers with it. It doesn't go over big in Taiwan or Japan, but it doesn't do badly around Ithaca. We've got to limit some of the quantity we take, simply because if I give it out entirely as payroll, not everybody can pay their rent or mortgage with it yet.
Yet.
Yet. It's only a matter of time.
There are probably a dozen people who are paying rent in part or entirely with ours right now. And we have a major local property management agency which accepts ours for 10% of rent through the houses and apartments that it provides.
Plus the credit union accepts ours for loan payments and things like that.
Also mortgage application fees.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're doing well. It's just a matter of time.
Upon returning from the farmer's market, I asked Paul Glover to give me a tour of the tiny office of the Ithaca Our Money System.
This is a general task list. Publish a newspaper, and I have for that to create text, gather ads, display ads, which is the way that I earn Ithaca Hours, and keep the list up to date, the list of who is participating. As well on this list, I have to disburse the money. I keep a few here on hand. Most of the hours are at the credit union in a strong box there. Most of them are dispersed from here, from this office, as people send in the coupons. Some are dispersed from the Our Bank, which is a bookstore downtown, which replaces worn or damaged notes. I have a few wounded hours here that I will be taping before putting back into circulation.
It's kind of sweet to see it so used. I mean, to me, it says this money that's lying on your desk has gone through many, many hands.
People write slogans on them. They convert them into bumper stickers. They put the date on them. They patch them up as I do. Stores will stamp the name of their store on it. There are some notes that have been inscribed as having been used to pay for a wedding.
I had the impression that the system is so widely known and accepted now that at this point you may have to begin to think about counterfeit.
Yeah, as people recognize that you can take this money to the best restaurants in town, to movies, go bowling, and buy your groceries, and in fact as well pay rent in many cases, that kind of temptation becomes more to be expected. And so we've created money on paper that we created ourselves from local cattails with a watermark, and as well are going to be using an ink that's been invented here in Ithaca, available only in Ithaca, which vanishes briefly when touched. It's thermal-sensitive ink, and so when somebody tried to Xerox this note, that ink would vanish.
So what do you mean when you say they turn in their coupons and then they get money?
The coupon is from the back page of the newspaper, Ithaca Money, and people will fill that out and indicate what they're willing to provide, and in some cases things that they're requesting, sign it, put their address, even their email address, and send that in to us with a dollar. Just $1 is the price of entry. And for that, they get 2 Ithaca Hours.
I was surprised to see how much attention you received from even the mainstream media.
Well, I have to admit that I was surprised, too. We were treated very nicely by a major television network. Came to town and in an afternoon took pictures all over. It came out as a presentation of a lot of people having a good time trading these pieces of paper, but it didn't explain too much what we were doing or why, but we were having a good time, and that was the main thing. That was a pleasant surprise to us because they could have crushed us underfoot like a cigarette butt.
As the saying goes, time is money, and no place in America takes that expression as seriously as Ithaca, New York.
Residents in Ithaca are flexing their economic muscle, spending money that may not be green, but it's helping keep their town in the black. The alternative currency is called Ithaca Hours. One Ithaca hour is worth $10 in goods or services. Everyone who agrees to be part of the program is given 4 hours to get started. Finding ways to spend the hours is not hard.
Earned about $1,000 worth in Ithaca money. And I've been able to spend a good chunk of it on rent, food, a chess set, this haircut a few days ago.
This is money with a boundary around it, and so it stays in our community. It doesn't come to town, shake a few hands, and then wander out across the globe. It reinforces trading locally.
I think it's the best thing that's come to Ithaca in a long time.
We had the CBS News in here, filming us.
I know,
one day.
Yes, I saw that video.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of interesting for us.
So this is the machine.
Mm-hmm. My name is Pat Burke, and this is Fine Line Printing.
What are the runs on Ithaca Hours that you do?
Ithaca Hours have run maybe 1,500 or so. It's probably a good average. Paul prints them usually 2 colors, sometimes 3. With a different color on the back to avoid counterfeiting. They're numbered. after they're cut down, Paul himself or somebody that he pays with Ithaca Hours will come in and use our numbering machine to keep real good control of it. The numbering is done with a stamper that actually almost embosses it. There's always a certain amount of spoilage in printing, and that gets shredded so that it isn't picked up out of the recycling center. So it is all accounted for very well by Paul. I know that for sure.
Are you using Ithaca Hours yourself?
Yes. You have to think about using it. I guess mostly what I've used it for are bagels, movies, oh, and Turbex. At Turbex Restaurant, that's a good deal they have there. It's a great way to use your Ithaca money.
I opened the restaurant in 1968.
What was it before?
It was a mansion that belonged to a gentleman farmer.
Just to get a sense of scale, how many people do you seat in this restaurant?
The restaurant seats 180. It's a fairly large volume for a small town. It's over $1 million a year operation.
And the price range of on the menu is what?
$10 to $18.
Do you put any limitations on them? Partial payment, time of day?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, we had someone do an entire wedding reception. They paid for the entire party in Ithaca Hours.
My name is Red Pony Carpenter, Pony. I'm on the Ithaca Hour Advisory Board, and I am a landlord in Ithaca that accepts Ithaca Hours for rent, and I also have done carpentry, miscellaneous carpentry, and computer programming for Ithaca Hours. When people decide to accept Ithaca Hours, they're also accepting responsibility for backing Ithaca Hours with their labor. If you were to go to the United States, who issued the money, and say, "What can I get for my dollar?" they'd say, "Whatever someone else will give you for it, but not us." And if you come to the Ithaca community, where the hours have been issued, and say, "What can I get for an hour?" it's basically an equivalent hour of labor. The standard for the currency is labor-based, instead of some hard or even completely soft base like the U.S. dollar. You know, you spend a dollar by walking into a store and giving somebody a dollar, and they give you something for it, and you spend an hour the same way. It's a paper currency which allows for third-party barter, basically, so that you don't have to have exactly what the person needs that you need something from. And kind of a circular exchange, circular barter system, which is all any paper or representative currency is. The value is what's behind it, not the paper itself.
Ithaca Hour is also tied to the dollar. One Ithaca Hour is $10. What are some of the advantages and disadvantages of being tied to the dollar in such a way?
The Ithaca Hour being tied to the dollar at $10 an hour was a concept for originally promoting the Ithaca Hours system and giving someone a conceptual way of understanding how the hours worked and what they might equate to. It was based on an approximate average wage for Tompkins County employees. It's an easy way to bring people into the system and let them understand what value the hours themselves have. To really tie the hour to the dollar is, I feel, somewhat pointless, because when the dollar becomes worth nothing, then the hour becomes worth 10 nothings, if it's an exact exchange rate. What the hour should really represent is an average hour's labor for someone in the Ithaca community. And if the dollar were worth nothing, an hour's labor for someone in the Ithaca community ought to be worth the same it was before the dollar crashed. And products and services and all these things can be translated into a labor base and understood in the basis. Basically, any product, any service, anything can be represented in the labor it took to produce. If someone's producing pottery, then they have the labor it took for someone to get the clay out of the ground and get it to the potter, the labor that it takes the potter to have a studio and keep that up, and the labor they put into the pot itself. Everything could really be brought down to the labor that went into that product. And another thing, that this lends itself easily to adding reclamation costs and other environmental impact factors and simple social factors that are all a part of every product we buy but aren't represented that way now. It also takes the labor to put things back right after you tore the clay out of the ground or after you tore the iron out of the ground for the steel.
How does the Ithaca Hour system make people think differently about the dollar?
Dollars are not localized. When we have retail stores in Ithaca, dollars are spent, and a large percentage of it goes to a retail store that is owned by a chain and leaves town. The thing about Ithaca Hours is, in some sense, they're a little restrictive. They're restricting you to the Ithaca economy, but they're encouraging spending in the Ithaca economy. So that makes the resources flow, and it makes them flow more locally. It keeps the resources local. That both encourages the local economy, plus saves on a lot of other costs, like we spend an incredible amount of money in this country transporting things around. Can walk into the local supermarket and in the middle of apple season find apples from Washington State. We have great apples in Ithaca. Why should you be buying them from Washington State? But ideally, Ithaca Hours would help to normalize the pay scales and make it understanding that someone's work is worth a living. What the hour system can do is help people to be entrepreneurs. They don't have to say, someone has to hire me so I can earn money. The hours themselves don't necessarily make it any easier to earn money, but the barter system that's gone along with it and the paper that is published is an important aspect of the whole program. And this is to encourage people to go out and create jobs for themselves. This is instead of saying, well, let's give rich people more money so they hire more poor people so that they have jobs. We're saying, well, let's just tell the people that need jobs to go get them, and here's how. I've been around a lot when people say, oh, you know, this is great. I mean, I just put my name out there and said I can do painting, and people call me for painting. Or, you know, it makes a profession out of everything, which is really what it ought to be. If it generates cash flow in the local economy, then it has done what both the Republicans and the Democrats have been trying to do on a national level and failing to do, which is stimulate the economy and target the people who need it.
Do you have one or two examples of a difficulty that arose and how you dealt with it?
The only real difficulties have been in issues like how to issue the hours to begin with. What is the basis for putting a local currency into circulation? Banks, the Federal Reserve Bank, issues dollars, and they have some fictional formula that serves them best, and that's how they decide to issue dollars. People say, well, you can't just issue money. There's no equitable basis for it. Well, the government, the federal government, does it, so there's certainly a precedent for it. I'd hate to say that that's the ideal we're trying to hold ourselves to. It certainly is a precedent. The truth is they're being issued somewhat on an as-need and as-participation basis. People who decided to sign up for the hours program were, in a sense, making a commitment to back the hours with their own labor, thereby strengthening the value of the hour even more. And then they were issued hours, and these things were put further into circulation. One of the problems when the system was starting was that the people who could afford to accept Ithaca Hours were people who provided luxuries, movie theaters, restaurants. That excluded a lot of people from participating from the system because these people couldn't afford luxuries. If people can't pay for their necessities with Ithaca Hours, then it excludes an entire class of people from participating in the program. And really, at least as far as some of us are concerned, the most important class of people that can benefit from this program. When people started accepting them for food, this was a major step. The local co-op, for a lot of reasons, was very reluctant. That's an entire other story. But people did start to accept them for food. And slowly, it's possible to meet more and more of your basic needs with Ithaca Hours. So it's not an economy of luxury. It's a real economy.
That was Pony Carpenter. When I recorded him in 1995, he was a member of the Ithaca Hours Community Advisory Board. Ithaca Hours are the oldest community currency in circulation today in Ithaca, upstate New York. Ithaca Hours are now managed by an elected board. They no longer print the directory, but keep all information online at IthacaHours.org. According to the website, there are now $100,000 worth of Ithaca Hours circulating in town and in the surrounding farm communities. In the next program, you will hear from a banker. He was the manager of Ithaca's credit union and gives his reasons for accepting and using Ithaca Hours. Paul Glover, founder of the Ithaca Hours, has moved to Philadelphia. He told me in February 2014 that he's organizing the Patch Adams Free Clinic for that town. He's also working with the Philadelphia Orchard Project. They plant fruit trees on abandoned lots and schoolyards in poor neighborhoods. Paul has written several books. The most famous one, Hometown Money, is a step-by-step explanation on how to start your own local currency. Paul's website, paulglover.org, Glover is spelled G-L-O-V-E-R, has many helpful tips, PDFs, and books. If you call or write him, he will tell you that it is very important when you get started to have one full-time staff person. That person takes care of the currency, welcomes new members, networks, makes sure the money keeps circulating, and so on. You will hear more about how to start and manage community currencies when TUC Radio returns. You can hear this program again by going to TUC Radio's website, tucradio.org. Go to the newest programs page. For an audio copy on CD of Ithaca Community Money, call 1-707-463-2654. And I will repeat that number in a moment. TUC Radio is free to all radio stations and depends on the support of listeners like you. Your donation or order keeps this program on the air. Call anytime at 707-463-2654 for information on how to order. You can get TUC Radio CDs by mail or credit card by phone or online on TUC Radio's secure website. TUCRadio.org. My name is Maria Glurden. Thank you for listening. Give us a call.